Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to WIP Morning Show. It's a Tuesday morning in the Delaware Valley, and you are about to experience a four-hour party on our radio program. Four-hour party, Al. Controversy everywhere you look. Okay. Everywhere you look, controversy. I was even trying to start a problem with Ranger Suarez.
No.
He gave you three, Al. Not enough?
33 pitches.
33 pitches. He's a closer. What do you want? Right, anyway, we'll get to all that, obviously. But I just want you to know, in addition to all the sports stuff we are about to tackle and a budding controversy over pizza, which involves my own family and a rather heated dispute with my wife.
All right.
And Al, they named the best pizza in Philadelphia right now.
Okay.
I would send it back.
Really? I can't wait to try it.
I would not put my jowls into that thing.
Oh.
All right, let me just show you a picture. Would you eat that?
I like the burned crust.
Yeah, so do I.
So, I mean, I probably
would. Jonesy, would you eat that?
No.
I don't like green things on it, though.
It's basil, Al.
Well, whatever that thing is.
All right, we'll get to that. Yeah, we'll get to
toppings.
But I want to mention this now. Normally, I would say to you at the very beginning of the show, this is our show before training camp, which is tomorrow.
Cool.
But we are in a COVID age.
COVID.
And we are not positive we will be there tomorrow. We are tentatively scheduled, but it would require me out and me alone to pass a COVID test.
Ah.
And I could, Joe Conklin's in here now, Al, and he's sneezing up a storm.
Yeah, he's got
Now we have the barriers, but if I test positive, I can't come back for 10 days.
Ah.
Yeah. That's-
So I don't know what we're not sure what we're doing yet.
Uh-huh.
So and this one other great thing we're starting today. It was so much fun a couple of weeks ago with the callers. We will now turn our attention to the brilliance of Mr. Joseph Conklin.
Oh.
Joe Conklin, very controversial. Yesterday I signed him to find the 16 greatest voices he's ever done. Keep in mind, in his career, minimum 400 voices.
Wow.
Minimum 400. Unfortunately, Al, 250 have died.
Yeah.
And another 20 were so politically incorrect, he can't do them anymore.
Yeah.
In fact, we're going to honor those people next week.
He's down to seven.
No, he's got 16, but I don't think he did it right. And I don't like what he did. So what we're going to do today to get you ready is to unveil the top four voices Joe believes he has ever done.
Oh, wow.
Each one per hour, although in one case it's two, and he will do them live in studio. I'm not even sure they're going to be scripted, Al, which could,
oh,
you
that's
better
not a good
Al, be
idea.
Ready with the dump button. I'm not sure he's scripting
them. Oh, no.
And he is going to explain why. He made a big mistake here, and we have to stop it before next week when we crown the greatest Conklin voice of all time. So you're looking at it now, Al. There's a lot of bad decisions in there.
Well, are you surprised?
Well, I'm just telling you that people
idea?
Are going to be upset. People, I get the emails every day. I know who they love.
No,
I know who are controversial, all this stuff. But he has ignored some of his best voices and put in some that are more of a vanity thing for Joe Conklin.
He's the band that wants to play its new stuff.
That's
and
Al, that's what it is.
It's just...
You're on a concert, Jonesy. Just picture this guy. I know you love it. And now we're going to play a new one. and then you could see everybody run for the
No, I once saw the Pretenders, and she opened with playing a bunch of her new stuff, and the fans were not into it.
Yeah.
And it got a little tense.
Yeah. You can't do the new.
Tense.
The new stuff is never as good as the old stuff.
So
just get to the old stuff. All right, anyway, but let's try some new stuff here today. Wow. I don't get it. Jonesy, I am so puzzled by this baseball season.
Yes, it's a
strange year. And
what
I'm puzzled by now, here's what I could tell you absolutely. I have spent the last 4 months nonstop bitching about the Philadelphia Phillies. Underperforming players, ridiculous decisions by managers, organization not controlling the virus, all this terrible stuff. The smoke clears after last night's comeback win, 2.5 games out of first place.
Yep.
Please explain.
Yes.
Somebody needs to explain
that. They're the hottest team in the division. Since July 1st,
right.
They are the they are like 4 games better than anybody. They are the only team in the division since July 1st over 500.
Wow.
The only team.
But they're not even over 500 for the season.
Yeah, no, but since July 1st, they're the only – they are the hottest team in the division.
All right, that's fine. Let me just say, last night, if Washington was still in this, they probably the Phillies probably don't win.
Oh yeah,
because
Washington
get rid of the back end of their bullpen and they put out some guy and he had no idea what he was doing.
No, he did not. He looked like a Phillies reliever.
To their credit, though, look, I've seen that happen many times. That the other team goes out 1-2-3 and you lose.
Yep.
In fact, the Phillies have done it this year that way.
There was a guy they put in last night, I think, got 3 outs on like 4 pitches.
Yeah. But.
That they'd never seen before.
But here's all you need to know.
Mm-hmm.
You got to win that game last night.
Yeah.
You just lost 2 out of 3 in Pittsburgh.
Mm-hmm. Ugh.
You're down 3-2 in the 9th inning, and you're in the back end of your order.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything turns around by the best player on the Phillies this year. Let's pick up. How the Phillies went from down 3-2 to up 7-3.
Listen. Ronald Torres is going to lead things off. Phillies need a run here to keep this one alive. They're down 3-2. The pitch. Swing and a line drive into left center field. There's a base hit. And the Phillies get their leadoff man aboard. They got the bloop. Now they need the blast. Here's the 1-2 again. And it's pulled through the right side. A base hit into right field. Soto a long run in to come get it. But Torres will hold at second base. As Travis Jankowski follows Torres' lead with a single of his own. Garcia sneaking in behind Torres at second. Here's the pitch home. And a swing and a drive. Right center field. It's well hit. Soto on the run in the outer. He won't get there. It's going to one-hop the fence and go to the wall. Around third is Torres. He's coming home to score. This game is tied up on a double by Gene Segura, who has come through again. Here in the top of the 9th inning, it's 3-3. And Harper with a chance to put his team on top. Well, no, he won't, as the Nats shout out from the dugout. They want to put Harper on, so he'll be walked intentionally, and that'll leave it up to JT Realmuto. Remember, still nobody out in the inning, and the Phillies have the game tied at 3. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the payoff pitch. Swing and a line drive into left field. There's a base hit down the line. Jankowski will score. Here comes Segura, and it's a 2-run single for JT Realmuto, and the Phillies are back on top. It's 5-3. Pitch swung on, driven to right, left center field. That'll get down for a base hit. Harper's coming around to score. JT on his way to third base will hold him there as Bohm is driven in another run. With an RBI single to left center, and the Phillies now lead it 6-3. And the pitch. Swing at a ground ball, right side, charging Sanchez, gloves it. Bohm stops in the baseline, gets in a rundown, and he'll be tagged out. And it will be a double play to end the inning, but non-continuous, and the home to score is JT. We're going to the bottom of the 9th. Phillies lead the Nationals 7-3.
Now, Ian Kennedy, who is brought in to keep things nice and calm, weren't so calm. He gave 2 up again. Gave up 2 the day before. Not a great start for Kennedy here, but they win 7-5, and that's a beautiful win. And the thing about it is, even last night, Al, I didn't get the feeling that the manager was really brilliant.
No, he's awful.
Right? All right, give me an example of where the manager, his managing made no sense.
Didn't make any sense to take the starting pitcher out.
Rangers Suarez.
One more inning.
I mean, come on.
One more inning.
33 pitches.
33 pitches, 3 innings. He's pitching
now,
great.
Now you have to
pulls
go
him.
Your bullpen. You got to go juggle all
six
that.
Six innings out of that bullpen. Good luck with that.
I don't understand. I mean, it was a perfect. Just give him another inning.
He is. He. Yeah, maybe he's just really lucky. He's 2.5 out. Has he done anything right?
He's been
this
lucky
year?
This year.
Has he done anything right?
No.
He's been
had a terrible year. He's been bad.
Bad.
They'd be 5 or 6 games up in the division if he had managed properly.
You know what?
This
you're right.
It would
right.
be a conversation right, right now in that division. They'd be the top team.
Let me give you an example of how they profited by the weakness of their division. The New York Mets have a man who has $14 billion in the bank. He purchased the team and announced to the world, all of these high-priced players are mine now. I'm Steve Cohen.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right? Then he gets to the catcher position. You saw who won the game. JT
yes,
did.
Yes, he did.
And he goes, I don't need JT. I'm going to get James McCann. James McCann stinks.
Yeah, he does.
JT Realmuto is probably the best catcher in baseball. Who told you to spend your money on McCann, not JT?
Yeah, and you could have taken a player from the division.
How dumb was that?
Stupid.
And that kept the Phillies alive. And by the way, the Mets also, 10th pick in the draft.
I don't get that at all.
They take Kamar Rocker is his name, right?
Yeah. He's
supposed to be a real talented guy. Couldn't believe he slipped to 10. You know why they couldn't believe he slipped to 10? Because either he has an arm problem or he didn't want to go there anyway. He was going to Vanderbilt. They didn't sign him.
Are you
they lost
me?
Him.
Wow.
They lost their first round pick.
Wow.
That's like
amazing.
That's like Howie drafting Andre Dillard.
You know, yeah, we have a connection to him.
What?
Rocker.
What?
His dad is a position coach for the Eagles.
Is he really?
Yep.
Good. Maybe he could come here and serve yeah. as our fourth string quarterback. Whatever. How crazy is that, though? Is anybody, Al, did they have the attention of the city, the Phillies?
No. They
not at all?
No.
Because they're only at 500.
If
and they're
ask people now, what's a bigger concern, the Phillies yep. or a rookie receiver for the Eagles?
Yes.
That's something?
That's well, look at there were bigger crowds in Pittsburgh and Washington than Philadelphia.
Yep. Yeah, that's scary.
All right, then I should start by asking people why they
because
it's
they
August.
We went through,
in a pennant race.
Yeah, but it doesn't feel like it because it feels like the baseball version of the NFC East last year.
Oh, Al, you're 1,000%
right,
correct.
It's fine, like, but Al, I can remember that, and we were into it.
You have to sweep the Mets. It's the
No, I need to know. This is normal human behavior in Philadelphia. It's August. Your team is 2.5 out of first place, and nobody cares.
For the first time last night, though, I had the game on TV, and I was keeping tabs on the Mets game on my phone.
Right.
So I was, you know, because when McCarthy said that the Mets were losing, I immediately started tracking it on my phone.
All right.
So well, I was kind of into
all right,
it.
You are, but you, it's your job, Rhea. That
no,
doesn't
but I,
count.
But I'm a baseball
count.
Fan.
That's
Philly's
fine,
fan.
But yeah, it doesn't count. You're getting paid, so you know.
Okay.
So here, I'm going to start here. I got one caller online so far. It's a great caller. Keith, he's talking Eagles. I don't have a call. After that comeback, there's not a single person on the flagship station of the Phillies calling about the Phillies. So let me sweeten the pot.
All right.
All right, Al. Today is the 72nd birthday of the National Basketball Association.
Really?
72 years ago today. It was convened and formed. And here we are 72 years later where Furkan Korkmaz can make $15 million and 90% of the people in the city don't know who he is.
72 years later and the game has evolved where we have a player who doesn't shoot the basketball, which is what they created the game for.
Rhea, it's starting to sound like you might have an agenda about Ben Simmons.
Happy birthday.
That's all I'm saying. Happy birthday. Here's what we're doing today. This is great. I'm the judge again. Because I don't want the wrong people to get in on this. Mm-hmm. The thing that I love about the NBA is that it allows for brilliant individual performances that are spellbinding, are so exciting, including players that we had in this city. I am looking for the most exciting NBA player in 72 years.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Keep in mind, I'm the judge. Keep in mind, I'm not looking for winning. I'm looking for absolutely spellbinding. When they're on the court, that's a show in itself. That's how you win today. 215 There's a
good contest.
And hockey, there's a lot of these guys,
yep,
right?
There is.
That were great players.
Yep.
None of my guys were
great
players.
Yeah, like
Pavel
Bure was great to watch. And he'd never be considered one of the greatest players in the
Some
game.
Some of these players were just great to watch, even though they were maybe not the elite.
Right.
There are some elites on here, too, though. Jump on now and grab the prizes today. I got five prizes. What we're going to do is take the top five, put them in a hat, pull them out. So you can win a $100 gift card from Visa. You can win a McGurk's Pub and Grill gift card, $50. That's a great place. We've done shows from there. Gift card to Dogs and Cats Rule. Tickets to Eagles Practice. Roy Halladay book. We got all of them on the list today. We are looking for the most exciting NBA player in the past 72 years. All right. So I think we're updated on that. We will also, I'll just touch on Devontae Smith. I'm not that nervous. I got a ton of emails from people saying, see, you enjoyed too much Wentz getting hurt.
I told
That's
you
a
that.
No, I did not enjoy it. It had nothing to do with karma. In fact, the truth is now he'll take 2 to 3 weeks to get over the sprain.
You're not nervous? I am.
I am not the least bit nervous. And he will be more than ready for our opening game. And that's all that matters. All right?
Yes,
so
it is.
Don't everybody out there who's panicking about Devontae Smith, calm down. It might be a little less to watch in the preseason, but the payday will be opening day when suddenly he runs out onto the field and a new era begins. Calm down, everybody. We'll tackle the Carson Wentz thing because yesterday, Al, that's some of the weirdest stuff I've ever seen.
That was awesome.
Carson does a 180 on a bad foot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then Nick Foles comes out with campaign stickers.
My goodness.
I'm going to put a Foles 2 Indy bumper sticker on today because he's trying to get traded.
I would love to see it.
Some weird stuff going on there. But let's start with our callers today. Keith's going to kick us off today. Hi, Keith.
Okay, how you doing?
Keith, are you following the Phillies in their attempt to win the division at all?
I'm following them a little bit. They're trying to make a good effort for coming back, and it just seemed like they trying to do as best they can to get in first place.
All right, that's fine, Keith. That is normally the goal of every team every season. But you're not watching these games, are you?
I'm not watching them all the time. No, I'm not.
Did you watch them last night when they had the big comeback in the ninth inning?
No, I didn't, but I heard about it.
All right. I have to know. How did you hear about it?
No, I saw on the news.
Okay. There you go. That's about the level of interest the city has in the Phillies right now.
Yeah.
They're getting bigger crowds on the road than home.
Scary.
How weird is that?
It's really strange.
All right, let's talk some birds, Keith. What are you feeling?
I don't think the injury for Smith, he's young. I think that should heal up real quick for him.
Yes, it will.
But I think on defense, I think Eagles are looking very nice.
All right. What are you loving on defense?
I'm loving all the things that we're seeing on defense with all the new players. I think it's starting to come together. I think it's starting to gel together, how everybody was saying how they're playing and everything, how everything's coming together.
Yep.
And, you know, as people was calling, you know, saying the Eagles will come in last place. I don't know. I think this coach that we have has a plan for the Eagles that probably we've never seen before.
Now, let me break a little bit of it down for you. First of all, cornerback position's the best they've had in a very long time. Steven Nelson, Darius Slay, excellent, all right? Secondary, the safety position looks solid. No problems there. The pass rush looks very good because right now, at least, see, this is where it gets hard to evaluate, Josie. Derek Barnett and Brandon Graham are looking great.
Yeah.
Especially when they're matched up against Andre Dillard.
Yeah, you can't measure that.
Right, because they're evaluating Dillard, they're evaluating Mailata, who are both at the left tackle position, right?
Yeah.
And what they are determining already is that Andre Dillard is a swinging door.
Turnstile.
He is a turnstile. So that's – but you're right. The defense – much more aggressive than it used to be. I think you could count on some more turnovers than we've gotten in the past. I even heard a rumor that the players covering passes are looking for the ball.
You asked Steven Nelson.
They're looking for the ball. I asked Steven Nelson. I said, when the ball's in the air, where are your eyes? And he went, why they're on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And I went,
that's
really
new.
Because we have not seen that for a number of years with Jim Schwartz. Good riddance. All right. Anyway, do you want to take a shot at our prizes today, Keith?
I do. I really do. And you want the most exciting player ever.
In the NBA. Couldn't take your eyes off him. Who you got?
You couldn't. I got to say Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant is a great one.
Great choice.
You stay right there with Kobe Bryant, and we are off and running. Now, what I am also going to do, I want to deal with this a little bit, we come back, because this is a personal problem I'm having at home.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't hide stuff. This is really becoming an issue with my wife.
Okay.
My wife is very trendy.
Trendy?
I am not at all trendy. I know what I like, and that's it,
all right?
And so they named Food and Wine Magazine, named the best pizza ever. Oh, I'm sorry. This is actually Craig LeBond.
Oh, there you go.
And Craig LeBond has said this is the best pizza in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And here's the thing. I would not eat it. I would send it back. Because
a
lot of it is burnt.
I like
that.
I'm going to tweet. We're going to tweet this out. And I would like some feedback on this. Because my wife said that I'm an idiot. In fact, she called me this last night when I showed her the picture.
Yeah.
I said, sweetie, do you like this? She said, well, that would be awesome. That's the best pizza.
She likes the look of that pizza.
And I said, if I burned a piece of toast, would you enjoy the piece of toast? If I cooked, not that I ever cooked, if I cooked a nice piece of meat and I burned the hell out of it, well done.
Yeah.
Would you enjoy that?
No, I don't like well-done meat, but I love that kind of pizza.
I do, too.
People
love
like
it.
Burnt bread for
yeah,
some
I like
reason.
That. I like that kind of crust. Yeah. I don't like the stuff on the top.
That's trendy.
That's not trendy.
That's how I've always
trendy.
Had pizza.
No, you have.
When I make a grilled cheese, if I burn a little too much, Clark won't eat it.
No,
I eat it.
That's how they make pizza back home. That's how I make it.
You with all the burn on it?
Yeah.
Ava?
Yes.
Burn, no burn?
I like the burn.
What about William Matz, your husband?
He likes the burn.
Most people do.
Joe, the burn, yes or no? No burn. No, no burn. Look at him.
Well, he's you had guys
more pizza
go
than
enjoy,
we've had.
Go
it doesn't look.
215. I'll do anything to win an argument. 215-592-9494. Josie, the older I get and the more I've been with my wife, 21 years now we've been married.
Yep.
The more I think she looks at me and sees an idiot.
She does. And she thinks it.
She's got good eyes still.
WIP Sports Time is 6:21.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!